Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is the second full day of the month-long shutdown of the MBTA Orange Line. Shuttle buses are replacing trains so the T can expedite critical repairs and safety upgrades. Stacey Thompson is executive director of Livable Streets, a group that advocates for practical, people-centered transportation systems in Greater Boston.
So this shutdown will be disruptive for every person in the Metro Boston area, whether you ride the Orange Line or not. Orange Line riders, they should expect delays, and I think a little bit of confusion and a few bumps in the first week. I've already seen some activity where folks aren't quite sure where shuttle stops are. Folks haven't been aware that they can take the commuter rail without a charge. So I think we should expect just some bumpiness, some getting used to the new shuttle system and to allocate extra time. But we can't forget that with 100,000 plus rides no longer happening on the Orange Line, this is going to impact congestion too. So for folks who drive, folks who walk, folks who bike, this will have an impact on the entire region.
Now, starting tomorrow, a portion of the Green Line from Government Center to Union Square also will be shutting down. How will that complicate the picture for commuters?
For folks who are living in Somerville, this is going to be a tough month. The Green Line shutdown and the Orange Line shutdown is going to impact many other communities on what we're referring to as the north side of the shutdown. And, you know, I think it's really tough in particular for folks who have waited for so many years for the Green Line extension to open in the first place. I think that for folks, as they're preparing for back to school, going back to the office, this is going to create significant delays and frustration and probably create some situations that just mean that folks are going to have to delay things that they want to do into the fall. But my optimistic take is that it seems as though the MBTA's strategy toward fast-tracking necessary repairs is a good one. And I hope that in the fall, as the leaves are changing, we have much better service both on the Orange Line and the Green Line as a result of this significant disruption over the next month.
Now, many of these repairs were ordered by the Federal Transit Administration after recent safety failures on the T, including runaway trains, a fire, the death of a rider who became trapped in a train car door. What do you think that T users can expect from the FTA's investigation?
The FTA, for those who have not been paying close attention, issued a preliminary report earlier this summer, which has led to this accelerated timeline and for repairs and the shutdown. But they are anticipating releasing a much more in-depth final report in August. I think that in that report, we will see more sort of backup or reasoning for why it was important to accelerate the timeline for these repairs. Much of this work was already planned, but it was planned over many years on weekends and on downtime, and this is just an acceleration of that. So we might get some reasoning behind why we're moving so quickly. I think we will also have more insight into the role of DPU, the Department of Public Utilities, and their role in safety oversight. We might get more insight into the role that the governance board, the MBTA board, is playing or not playing in properly overseeing the safety of the MBTA. And we frankly may see more rationale for additional similar shutdowns or rapid work that the T needs to do over the coming months. So it could be a lot more. I'm hoping the T is getting a head start on those recommendations through the Green and Orange Line shutdowns.
In your opinion, what factors are the root causes of all of this? Is it lack of proper funding from government, neglect, mismanagement, some combination?
At the very top of my list is a multi-decade underinvestment in our transit system. You can look at dozens of reports and analyses done, not just by the MBTA itself, but by outside entities that have demonstrated that the T has been headed toward a, what we call a fiscal cliff for many years now. It's not one cut. It's a million little cuts along the way that gets you to these big disasters. So, you know, we are disappointed that we haven't seen leadership from the legislature taking up transportation finance this session. We are disappointed that the governor hasn't really centered his efforts on increasing the operating budget. But I would also call attention to the Department of Public Utilities. It's very wonky, but DPU is actually responsible for safety oversight of the MBTA. And so I think we all need to have a little bit of a question mark in the back of our head saying, hey, wait a second, there are supposed to be checks and balances, whether it's DPU, the MBTA board, and some of those checks and balances also haven't been working properly, need to be investigated and need to be reset.
That's Stacy Thompson, executive director of Livable Streets. She also is a daily Orange Line commuter.